Health officials in Toronto last night imposed stringent new measures to control severe acute respiratory syndrome. Many had hoped SARS might be under control in Toronto, but lately Canada's largest city is having to cope with a fresh outbreak of a new and ominous kind. An investigation found that it started with a single case of SARS that went unrecognized. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
The story begins with an elderly man who had emphysema. He hurt himself in a fall and went to the hospital for treatment. In the emergency room, another patient infected him with SARS, but it turned out to be a mild case and no one recognized it. When the man died, doctors thought his pre-existing lung disease killed him, until his two sons showed up at another hospital with full-blown SARS. Dr. Sheila Basra is Toronto's chief public health doctor.
By the time we realized that SARS had affected this family and put out a notice that anyone who'd been in contact with the funeral service for this gentleman be in quarantine, we had already had further exposure by these sick individuals to many other members of their community.
That community is unusually close-knit. It's a charismatic Roman Catholic group called the BLD Covenant Community, with headquarters in Manila and chapters in many cities. Hundreds in Toronto's BLD community had been to the April 3rd funeral and to a mass the previous weekend. So had one or both of the dead man's sons, even though they were sick with SARS at the time. Basra says SARS has raced through the religious group.
We have identified a total of 29 members of this community who have suspect or probable SARS.
In addition, two colleagues of a physician member of the group got sick with SARS. Dr. Don Lowe is an infectious disease specialist at Toronto's Mount Sinai Hospital, where the two sons are being treated. Lowe says the new outbreak represents a dreaded third wave of SARS for Toronto. The first wave consisted of travelers returning from Asia and their immediate families. The second wave was healthcare workers and their families. Now SARS has broken through to a wider group. Lowe says one important lesson is that people suffering from a mild case of SARS are easy to overlook, but just as dangerous to the community.
We're seeing cases in the community that sometimes result in admission to hospital, but sometimes don't, and that patients being ill remain in the community. And if they do have lots of contact with other individuals, whether it's the workplace or because of other reasons, that transmission continues to occur.
To stem the outbreak, Toronto health officials last night put a quarantine order on the entire 500-member BLD community. It forbids them from leaving their homes for 10 days. The city is seeking court orders against two members who said they'd defy the quarantine. Up to now, Canadian officials have said over and over that SARS has been confined to intimate contacts of cases and those who took care of them. Toronto wasn't like Hong Kong, they said, where SARS has spread through a housing project. Toronto's new outbreak raises the specter of community widespread, but Basra resists the idea that the entire community is at risk.
When I think of community spread, granted this is an extreme end of the spectrum, but I picture people potentially being at risk just by virtue of walking down the street. And we certainly do not have anything close to that situation in Toronto. Not even remotely close.
Still, this new outbreak shows what can happen when a single case of SARS is missed. That underscores the pressing need for quick, reliable tests that can diagnose SARS early in its course when it can look like a bad cold. Scientists from Hong Kong to Hamburg are working around the clock on such tests. U.S. health officials say good tests might be widely available in weeks or months. But right now, doctors have to make do with antibody tests that take up to a month to yield results, and a technology called PCR that misses many true SARS infections. Again, Donald Lowe, the Toronto infectious disease expert.
You know, having an accurate, reliable diagnostic test would be paramount in controlling this.
Lowe says such a test would not only identify who has SARS, it would avoid the need to put people under house arrest because they might be incubating the disease. Richard Knox, NPR News.